Hi, it's Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Ken Paul, who is the Chief Revenue Officer for Cayenne. Ken, thanks for joining me today, and Happy New Year.
Thank you, Karen. It's my pleasure, and same to you.
So also happy NRF. So here we are this week, NRF, the biggest show in retail, and lots of topics of conversation. But one in particular that I wanted to talk to you about is point of sale. And I'm curious to get your thoughts on what merchants are thinking about with respect to point of sale today. Are they still thinking of point of sale as a place in the store where consumers check out?
I would say yes and no. They are, but not in the traditional sense. You definitely see a major shift if you walk the floor into companies that are selling more mobility and POS that's able to engage with customers wherever they might be in the store. And certainly retailers like Apple and others have created the demand and the expectation among consumers that checking out will become much easier than it used to be. And not only from where that engagement can happen beyond a fixed point of sale, but what type of payment types they can use, including obviously their phones and mobile wallets. So quite a bit changing and a lot of excitement around the show around those things.
So how are you helping merchants make their decisions about what to do? Because you can imagine that it's a pretty overwhelming and daunting set of options facing them. You know, everything from EMV to what mobile wallet to what other apps and engagement capabilities they want to pull through at that point of sale opportunity. How are you helping them sort through it all?
Well, I think there's a transition amongst us to move away from legacy POS systems towards new technologies that can enable retailers to be much more nimble with their ability to adapt to a mobile environment within the store. You know, you hear a lot about omni-channel, but being able to engage with customers online, anywhere in the brick and mortar, as well as at the checkout, and engage with them in new ways in terms of new payment types. And I think in order to move away from that legacy technology, it requires new types of platforms like we're providing with Genius. You know, in our case, it's a cloud-based platform that can integrate with a variety of different form factors and different points of sale. So I think this heavily involves the point of sale developers, what we call the ISVs out in the market, who these retailers depend on. So they're looking for solutions from their POS partners, and those solutions have to be ones that are taking on different capabilities than they have in the past.
This is also difficult for the channel, too, that serves the retailer. How do they keep things organized, and how do they make recommendations to their retail partners? Do you help them do that as well?
Absolutely. Most of our engagements come through the POS partners. So, for example, you may have seen that we did an announcement with Demandware. Demandware had bought Tomax last year, and really, Demandware was extremely strong on the e-commerce side. Now, through their acquisition and their building out of new products, they're extremely strong in the in-store brick-and-mortar side. And they enamored with our Genius technology and integrated to it, primarily for EMV. But now, you know, all the other benefits that we're able to bring to bear have become part of that. And through that, we engaged some of their customers, including Party City, who we just recently rolled out. And prior to our involvement, you know, trying to get EMV integrated into their legacy environment or trying to get Apple Pay and Google Pay and all the other Chase Pay and the other wallets that are coming out was challenging, along with some of the security concerns about having the POS integrated to the payment terminal and in a traditional legacy way. So there were a lot of factors that were driving the need to look at a more cloud-based platform and some of the capabilities that we were able to bring to bear.
So when you guys talk about future-proofing your payment technology and your platform, is that what you're talking about?
That's exactly it. In the legacy environment, every time a new wallet comes out or a new tender type or, you know, EMV in the past year has been, a nightmare for many retailers, and there may be contactless EMV coming out in the future. PayPal is moving into the retail environment. Just so many things in addition to the security concerns hitting the retail environment, that I think the POS developers and their retail customers needed some relief, not just to take some of the security concerns out of scope, but take the development out of scope. And the most efficient way to do that, I believe, is to move all these capabilities and functionality up into the cloud and use an API integration to be able to enable all those things. So when the next new thing comes out, we can enable that, basically do the development once up in the cloud, and all the companies that are integrating to us are able to take advantage of those and not have to make them in different ways for every different customer environment.
Are there particular types of merchants or categories of merchants where the need is more acute? I know that this is something that everyone would benefit from, but are you seeing any particular demand from certain segments?
I would say it's across the board, honestly. I would say within the restaurant environment, there's segments that are moving faster than others. But in the retail environment, I would say it's pretty much across the board. And because of EMV and the liability shift in October, I would say that industries that had higher average tickets or goods that were more defensible were certainly being driven faster towards this, because if there was a turn in the market created by EMV, then, you know, it sort of opened the door up to look at new technologies in general and how to better position themselves going into the future. So it's really been driving a lot of integrations really across the board, and I would say in all retail segments and in many restaurant segments. One of the things that's held up some of the retail segments is just, you know, I would say not held up, but made them move slower is A, those restaurant goods are less defensible, so there's less chargeback risk. There wasn't as much driving that churn related to the October shift, but there's still a desire to get themselves protected and future-proofed. And I'd also say pay at the table in an EMV environment is more complex, so that's taking more time for the whole industry to work through in general.
So as you think about 2016 and as you walk the floor at NRF this week, what are the kinds of conversations you'll be having with the retailers there?
Well, we've never had this much excitement around our company or our technology as we have with this NRF. We've partnered with Retail Realm and the Microsoft channel, and we're extremely excited about that. Both Retail Realm and Demandware are in our booth. Lightspeed and others are Retail Pro, and a number of others continue to partner with us and build our relationships. As we walk the floor, we just have so much more, I would say, scope than personally we've, you know, our company's had in the past because of the proliferation of Genius out into the POS market. And people are hearing that many retailers are coming on board. You know, in the past 6 months, we've rolled out Puma, we've rolled out Harley Davidson, Stuart Weitzman, Do It Best, in addition to Party City. So the platform's really gaining momentum. People are realizing it's the real deal and it works, and it's living up to its expectations. So, but in the end, this is really a POS play in terms of it's being driven by the partners who are integrating to us and enabling the technology for their retail customers, I would say.
Well, Ken, it's been great to catch up. I know you'll have sounds like a very busy time in New York. It'll be fun to catch up with you post-show to find out a little bit more about the conversations that you've had. Congratulations on what sounds like a fantastic start to 2016.
Thank you so much, and keep up the great work at Payments.com. We enjoy it.
Thanks very much, Ken.